Back now with Day to Day, almost 2 million children are homeschooled in the United States, but how many of them get to learn lessons from a chicken named Barney Fife? Well, that's a very good question. Here is reporter Sandy Houseman.
On a cold winter morning in the rolling hills south of St. Louis, the farm owned by Ken and Lisa Marie Tian looks pristine, the sun sparkling across 15 acres of fresh snow. But inside the barn, that peaceful scene gives way to a dark and somewhat chaotic situation. Audrey, Benjamin, William, Emma, and Anna Tian are learning lessons from chickens.
Are they always this noisy?
No, but a lot of times when one lays an egg, it starts clucking a lot.
The Tian kids, who range in age from 5 to 16, know a fair amount about biology. After 4 years of tending their birds, genus Gallus, species Domesticus, they know the difference between a rooster and a hen. They've also discovered that gender and size don't always dictate behavior.
She acts like the rooster because she has so big spurs.
What is a spur?
That thing. That's bigger than the rooster's.
So it's kind of like a thumb, huh?
And she'll boss around big hens like the bards and stuff.
Chickens have as many as 18 different calls to signal their whereabouts, their mood, the presence of food or predators. Benjamin has been brushing up lately, learning to speak chicken.
And what you just heard, that rah! That's also having to do with a food call, you know, and it's locator call. And then another one is like a...
The children have also discovered that chickens can be trained. Roosters get hens to come when called by sharing their food. Using that same trick, the children can get these birds to jump into the air, fly, or come running when their names are called. There's Barney Fife, Thelma Lou, Marshmallow, Ernest T. Bass, and...
Inkwell!
When they're chickies, we hold them a lot so they get to know us and like us. We give them, you know, like bread, and they like Pop-Tarts and hot dogs and stuff.
Their most gifted student was a 2-foot-tall Dominic rooster called Sir Isaac Newton. The black and white bard with a striking red comb would actually run an obstacle course under a wagon, up a 2x4 ramp, around a traffic cone, and into a box. Alas, it seems he fell victim to a pack of dogs. The Tians came home one day and found a pile of feathers. That, too, was a lesson, according to the children's mother and teacher. She says chickens have taught her kids a lot about life.
You know, we're in such a technological society, and I think our emotions suffer as a result of that. You know, we learn how to deal with computers all day, but we don't learn how to deal with people or other things that need our help.
By training and caring for chickens, she says, the kids have learned patience, compassion, responsibility, and the taste of really fresh eggs in the morning. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman.